You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Eccles. Graduation rates in Illinois have reached a 15-year high, but other measures for high school students are lagging behind. That's according to the Illinois report card released last week. Sarah Karp reports.
89% of Illinois' class of 2025 got a high school diploma. State Superintendent Tony Sanders credited $3 billion in new state funding over the last 7 years, giving school districts resources to intervene when students are struggling and provide rigorous classes like advanced placement.
These opportunities keep students engaged and on track for success.
But 1 in 3 high school students was considered chronically absent, meaning they missed more than 10% of the school year. And the average ACT score was 18.1, below the national average, and what would be needed to get into a less selective college. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Illinois lawmakers passed an energy bill that will strengthen the reliability of the electrical grid. Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
The bill is aimed at building up the state's electrical supply by spurring the creation of battery storage. These are giant batteries that can charge up on energy when demand and prices are low, and then release it back onto the grid when energy prices are at their highest. To finance the plan, electric customers will see charges on their monthly utility bills. The state is in need of more electricity, especially as Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker invites power-hungry, always-on data centers to come to Illinois. The bill now awaits a signature from the governor. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
The Catholic Conference of Illinois is calling on Governor J.B. Pritzker to veto legislation that would allow doctors to prescribe life-ending medication to terminally ill patients. In the statement, the organization says lawmakers put the state on a path that, quote, jeopardizes the well-being of the poor and marginalized. The ACLU of Illinois and the nonprofit Compassion and Choices, who spearheaded the bill, say that they're grateful to people across the state who helped move the legislation forward. In a joint statement, the organizations say those advocates were, quote, moved by a common commitment to ensuring that everyone in Illinois has the ability to access all options at the end of life. The Illinois Senate passed the medical aid in dying bill last week after the House passage last spring. The governor has not indicated if he will sign it. A former standout athlete at Springfield High School, who went to star in the NFL and became a top football analyst, has died. Bob Trumpy was 80. He was a state champion in basketball and track before playing college football at Illinois and later Utah. He was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals and starred for the team for a decade before moving on to TV and radio. He called 4 Super Bowls along with golf and Olympics. Trumpy died on Sunday. Springfield police are investigating a deadly shooting that took place early Saturday morning in the 400 block of East Washington. Police were called to the scene around 1 in the morning Saturday. When officers arrived, they located a male with a gunshot wound. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Police are looking for more information about the shooting. They're asking anyone with that to contact Crime Stoppers at 217-788-8427 or the Springfield Police Department at 217-788-8311. This is NPR, Illinois.